Exult, let them exult, the hosts of heaven. Exult, let angel ministers of God exult. Let the trumpet of salvation
sound, the Lord Almighty King's triumph.
Be glad, let earth be glad as glory floods her, ablaze with light from her eternal King. Let all corners of the earth be glad,
knowing end as to gloom as darkness.
Rejoice, let Mother Church also rejoice, arrayed with the lightning of his glory.
Let this holy building shake with joy, filled with the mighty voices of the peoples.
Therefore, dearest friends, standing in the awesome glory of this holy light, invoke with me, I ask you, the mercy of God Almighty, that he who has been pleased to number me, though unworthy, among the Levites, may pour into me his light unshadowed, that I may sing this candle's perfect praises. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just. It is truly right and just, with ardent love of mind and heart, and with devoted service of our voice, to acclaim our God invisible, the Almighty Father, Jesus Christ our Lord, his Son, his only begotten.
Who for our sake paid Adam's debt to the eternal Father, and pouring out his own dear blood, wiped clean the record of our ancient sinfulness.
These then are the of Passover, in which is slain the Lamb, the one true Lamb, whose blood anoints the doorposts of believers.
This is a night
when once you led our forebears, Israel's children, from slavery in Egypt, and made them pass dry shod through the Red Sea.
This is the night
that with a pillar of fire banished the darkness of sin.
This is the night
that even now throughout the world sets Christian believers apart from worldly vices and from the gloom of sin, leading them to grace and joining them to his holy ones.
This is the night
when Christ broke the prison bars of death and rose victorious from the underworld.
Our birth would have been
charity beyond all telling. To ransom a slave, you gave away your son.